Well, Mr. Race and Marge are banged up over the way Mrs. Frederick, the new next-door neighbor, henpecked her husband, Oscar. Practically runs his business for him, and is coaching Jane to do the same to Mr. Race. So Mr. Race, Marge, and the rather frightened Baxter have devised a scheme to cure Mrs. Frederick. This episode takes place in the morning in two scenes. Mr. Race's real estate office, and then to the Ace's bungalow. But first to the office. We find Marge, Mr. Race, and Baxter in conference. Listen.
Okay, now here's the way we do it. Baxter.
Yes?
You call your wife now and tell her you won't be home to dinner. Tell her you've got a date to take a prospective customer out to dinner. Of course, she'll say she wants to come along, as she usually does.
That's when you say the customer is a lady, and you think it's best you entertain her alone.
Yeah, that's all. Just like that.
Well, I don't mind telling you. I'm just a little bit nervous about all this.
Nervous? Oh, Baxter, don't back out now.
Well, you've got to be nervous about it. Anybody should be nervous at all.
Oh, neither one of you has anything to be nervous about. It's all a gag.
Yes, but if Ethel should decide she resents having Baxter go out with lady customers.
Yes, suppose she says I can't go.
Suppose she says you can't go. Isn't that all? Well, she's got to say you can't go. The whole plan's no good. The idea is to teach her a lesson to stop entertaining your customers with dinner parties and running your life as she sees fit. What do you mean, suppose she doesn't like it? If she does, then it's no good.
That's right, Baxter. After all, we're trying to cure Ethel of this habit she has of butting into your business affairs.
Yes, I know, but just the same, I can't help being nervous.
What's that number at your house?
North 7604.
North 7604. Okay, now I'll get the number, and you break the news to her.
Don't mention me. Just say it's a lady customer, and you won't be home to dinner tonight.
It's just that after 8 years, it's kind of hard to speak up just like that. Sounds easy the way you two tell
her. And it is easy. Sure. Here, when she answers, you tell her.
Okay. Here goes.
Don't look so tanned back. Sort of nonchalant about it, can't you?
Okay, I'm out of my face here. Hello? Is that you, darling? Oh, Harry. Harry, darling. I mean, Harry. Will you call, darling? No, I mean, Mrs. Frederick, to the police office, to the phone, please.
What is he doing?
Who was that, the maid?
Yes, that was Harry. I thought it was Ethel at first. Hello, darling. How are you? Oh, nothing's the matter. I just thought I'd call you to tell you I wouldn't be home for dinner tonight.
Speak up.
I said I wouldn't be home to dinner tonight. I'm entertaining a customer. Dinner and a movie offer, I guess. No, darling. Don't come down. You see, I'd better do this one alone. It's a lady who wants some thing done. It's quite a big order, and I thought I'd say it's a lady. You wouldn't know her. She runs quite a large business, and she needs everything in the printing line, practically, and it's going to take quite a bit of selling to convince her we can do a good job for her. So I thought I'd take her out tonight to dinner and maybe a movie after it. Oh, yes. Yes, darling. Quite a large order. We'll run into a nice profit about... What's that, darling? Oh. Yes. Yes, darling, I will. Bye.
Well, what happened?
What's the matter with you, you say?
She said it was all right.
She said it was all right.
Well, of all... Ethel said it was all right for you to take out a strange lady.
That's what she said. I can't believe.
Well, of all the double-crossing, is this the first time you sprung this sort of thing on her?
Oh, yes, it's the very first time. I never dreamed.
And she said it was all right?
Yes, she said it was okay, and good luck, and be firm about the prices, and be sure to...
Be firm about the prices. Is that all she's interested in, the dollar?
Practically, I guess.
Well, there goes our whole scheme. It's no good.
Yes, that certainly was a waste of time.
Well, I don't know. I found out something. I mean, I never dreamed to say it was all right for me to...
Well, what do you know? Okay, control yourself, back.
Oh, no, I almost wish I did have somebody to take you dinner tonight. Hey, this is quite an idea.
This is no time to get brave. The thing won't work.
Wait just a minute. Maybe it will.
Well, how can it, Marge? If it's all right with Ethel, there's no point to it.
Would there be a point if it went on several evenings in a row? Wouldn't that work?
Well, how do you mean?
And there would be a point to it if she had an idea it wasn't business after we were talking, wouldn't it? And if we can make it look suspicious...
Yeah, but how are you going to do that?
Listen, how did this strike you? What we have to do is to worry Ethel that Baxter's going out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, suppose I call the house and tell Jane I won't be home for dinner, and I drop a little hint while I'm at it. And if I know Jane, well, you know what happens. It's the doorbell, Laura. Oh, never mind, I'll answer it. Hello, my dear. Ethel!
Paul, come here.
I just dropped in for a little neighborly chat. You're not busy, are you, my dear?
Oh, no, my dear. I was only writing my weekly letter home to the folks. I can do it later.
Oh.
I'm so glad you came just now. I couldn't think of a thing to write. And then you rang the doorbell, so I started off with, oh, there goes the doorbell, excuse me. It kind of breaks up the monotony when there's nothing else to write.
sit down, Ethel.
Oh, thank you, my dear. Sure, I'm not keeping you from your household duties.
Oh, no.
Getting dinner.
Oh, no, Laura's getting dinner. She started the roast already.
Roast?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my dear, I envy you.
Oh, do you like roast?
Do I?
No, I ask you that.
Oh, it's my favorite dish. Baxter detests it, so we hardly ever have it. Although I could have it tonight, because Baxter's not coming home to dinner.
He's not? Where's he going?
Taking a customer out to dinner.
Oh, well, aren't you going?
No, just happens to be a lady, and he thought he'd be able to swing the deal if he entertained her alone.
Alone with a lady? You know who it is?
Oh, no, my dear, it's a customer.
Well, I mean, is that all right with you?
Of course, my dear, it's business. It means a big order.
Well, is she pretty?
I don't know, my dear. It doesn't matter. All she means to me is a big order.
Well, is that all she means to Baxter?
Of course, my dear. What are you saying?
Well, I mean, I certainly wouldn't want to have my husband go out with some girl that I didn't know.
But this is different, don't you see, my dear?
No, I don't, my dear.
This woman needs a lot of printing. She's in business, Baxter told me, so she needs letterhead printed, cards printed, all sorts of things printed. They have dinner and talk it over.
Talk what over?
The printing, you know, the type.
Yes, I know the type, but I hope she isn't.
Well, no, my dear, I didn't say she was that type. I said they discussed the type she wants to print and set in, etc., etc. It's nothing to worry about, my dear. Don't look so astounded.
Oh, was that? I didn't mean to. I was just trying to remember if Mr. H ever went out with some woman like that. I don't think he ever did.
And what if he did, my dear? If it was business, you certainly couldn't object to that.
No, I guess not. Besides, my husband isn't girlable like some men.
Isn't what?
I mean, he never even looks at another woman.
Oh, don't tell me that. They all do, my dear.
Oh, no, not my husband.
Nonsense. I wasn't born yesterday.
My birthday's October 12th.
What?
What did you say?
I say they're all alike. That is, unless you know how to handle them. And I certainly know how to handle Baxter. Do you think for 1 minute I'd let him go out this evening if I thought there was the slightest doubt about this woman? Of course not. But as long as it's business, after all, the dollar comes first, you know.
It does?
Of course, my dear.
You mean it's all right for him to go out with some other woman if he can make money in his business?
Naturally.
Well, I don't know if I let my husband do it, go out night after night with some other woman just because...
Oh, this only happens once in ages. Why, this is the first time it's happened since we've been married. Every other time he's entertained customers, I've always been alone. I helped him put over his deals. You see how it works.
Yes, it sure does.
Of course. And it just happens that tonight it's a woman customer. I can see there's no need of my being alone. In fact, it might even hurt the deal if I were there. So I just let them have dinner alone, and I hope he sells her $1,000 worth of printing. It's all for a good cause, my dear. Don't you see?
I guess so.
Oh, don't worry your little head about that.
All right.
Only it's going to be kind of lonesome having dinner alone. That's all that bothers me.
Oh, well, why don't you have dinner with us?
Oh, I couldn't think of it, my dear.
Well, we're having a roast. You said yourself that was your favorite.
Oh, I couldn't think of it, my dear.
Oh, think of it, my dear. It's no bother or anything. We'd love to have you. There's enough for everybody. We're only going to have to fill it out anyhow, so why can't you say?
Oh, I shouldn't have said that. That's all right. I understand, my dear.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ethel. I didn't mean to say it.
Well, since you put it so charmingly, I'll accept.
Oh, good. I'm so glad I thought of it because I... Oh, excuse me. There's the phone.
Not at all, my dear.
I wonder who this can be. Hello?
Hello, is that you, Jen?
Yes. Who is this, please?
It's Marge.
Marge, oh, I didn't recognize your voice. Hello, Marge.
Hello, Jenny.
How are you?
Oh, fine.
Are you at the office? How's the brick business?
Yes. Jenny.
Yes?
I called up to tell you that I wouldn't be home to dinner tonight.
What'd you say?
I say I won't be home to dinner tonight.
You won't?
Oh, I hope I caught you in time. That is before you ordered everything.
Well, it's all right, Marcia, because the funniest thing just happened. Ethel is here.
Who?
Ethel Frederick. She just dropped in for a neighborly little talk, and she said Baxter wasn't coming home to dinner tonight. And I said, well, why don't you have dinner with us? And she said, oh, I couldn't think of it. And I said, oh, you must think of it. And she said...
Oh, Jane.
What?
Will you do me a favor?
What is it, Marge?
Don't say anything to Ethel about my not coming home to dinner tonight, will you?
Don't say anything? What do you mean?
I wish you wouldn't tell her I'm not coming home to dinner.
But why?
Well, just don't, will you, Jane?
Well, of course, my dear.
Promise?
Of course, my dear.
Give me your word?
Of course, my dear.
Goodbye, Jane.
Goodbye, Marge. Yeah, I wonder why she says that.
What is it, Jane?
She said not to tell you she wouldn't be home for dinner tonight.
Not to tell me?
Yes, she said to give her my word of honor, but my word's no good on a thing like that.
I wonder why she didn't want you to tell me.
But behind me, I can't understand it.
Well, Marge's little scheme worked, and it's only a matter of time until Ethel and Jane start putting two and two together. We'll learn more about that when next we meet the Easy Aces.